Today, Be'ezra should be learned Davav of Masech the Sukkah. Some of the topics we learn about include the following. Various measurements the Torah uses and whether measurements are scriptural requirements. One aspect of chatzitza, interpositions regarding immersion in the mikvah, is taught in the Torah, and what is taught by Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. What the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai teaches regarding partitions and walls. How many walls does a sukkah need to have? Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include tsaras, or negoim, are discolored spots that appear on the homes, clothing, and skin of people who do certain averis. Daif and akuma, a bent wall. If a separation between the walls of the sukkah and the schach is less than 4 amos, the separation is considered part of the wall, and it's as if the wall bends inward towards the valid schach. Gur asik michitzasa, extend the partition upward. If a partition of the sukkah is 10 tefachim high, but doesn't physically reach the schach, we view it as if it actually does reach it. Lavud, two surfaces that are less than 3 tefachim apart are considered connected. Yesh aim l'mesiris. The transmission takes precedence. When the Torah was transmitted to Moshe, he was told to write it in a specific way. According to this opinion, the way that it is written takes precedence over the way that it is pronounced in expounding the word. Yesh aim l'mikra. The pronunciation takes precedence. According to this opinion, even when the Torah spells the word a certain way, when the pronunciation is different, the way it's pronounced takes precedence in expounding it.